Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, The Unifier, What Will It Take to Vaccinate the World? Unity, Cooperation, and Leaders Like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. As the first African and first woman to lead the World Trade Organization, a 164-member group of nations that oversees trade across the world, Okonjo-Iweala took on the role of Director General this March at a watershed moment for our global health and well-being. Make no mistake, her job affects every person, family, and community. As we faced a constant barrage of vaccine misinformation, bureaucratic slowdowns across both government and industry, and the rise of variants that underscore the urgency of the situation, Okonjo-Iweala has shown us that to end the pandemic, we must work together to equip every nation with equitable vaccine access. Our conversations with her have been as informative as they are energizing. This is partly because, despite the challenges, she knows how to get things done, even between those who don't always agree, and that does so with grace and a smile that warms the coldest of rooms. The fragility of our world right now cannot be overstated. Just over a quarter of the nearly 8 billion global population is fully vaccinated. Achieving vaccine equity is a global duty of compassion for one another. Our hope is that, guided by strong leaders like Ngozi, we can get there soon. Liz Cheney, Standing Firm. Rare are politicians who don't claim to put country before party. Rarer still are those who actually have. Representative Liz Cheney, a rock-ribbed Republican raised by unflinching conservatives, is the rarest species of politician yet, the ambitious officeholder who risks her office to speak the unwelcome truth to her own side. My late husband enjoyed a reputation for political independence. When John was alive, he was dedicated to the dignity of the truth, just as Liz Cheney is today. By insisting that the 2020 election had been free and fair, that the January 6 assault on the Capitol was an assault on America's democratic character, and that President Trump bore responsibility for it, she set an example of selfless patriotism that will endure long after her own ambitions are at rest. Representative Cheney knew, as John did, that parties don't define a nation's political character. We are all protected by the same Constitution, the same democratic values, and as she faithfully maintained, we must be brave enough to defend them.